It's me again. It's April 11th still. Just a few minutes after my last audio boo, which is now going to be my fourth audio boo of today. Wow. Okay, so just to finish my thought process. Yes, as I was saying, as cold, as calculating as computers can be, one must always remember when interacting in social media that on the other end of that label, tag, name, recording, picture, comment, whatever it may be, is a real-life, flesh-and-blood human being with feelings and with hopes and dreams. And they are just like you and I. And I think that's one of the things that we have to wrap our heads around, is that sometimes we can feel disconnected or almost as if the virtual world is just that. It's virtual, it's not real. And so, you know, I find myself thinking about that often. And especially when perhaps I read a comment or a status, say, on Facebook of somebody who's just wearing their heart on their sleeve. And perhaps I've got a bit too much compassion for people at times. And so I end up feeling too much or putting too much emphasis on what people say. And I sometimes carry it around with me for the rest of the day. You know, maybe I might have read something, you know, on Facebook, somebody said. And I think to myself, wow, you know, that person's really in a dire situation, or that person's really down. And sometimes I feel powerless. Strange. It's really strange. But I've been doing quote-unquote social media, well, certainly since Facebook, and my earliest recollections of Facebook date back to 2008, I think. I'm not even sure when. Well, Facebook celebrated, I think, 10 years not too long ago. So I think I might be thinking of another social network, but I think it was Facebook. And but I remember being in IRC chat. I don't know if anybody remembers that, internet relay chat, and it was the same thing. You know, people were facing the same dilemmas then. Okay, there wasn't the subscribing and following and unfollowing and all that stuff, but when you went into chat rooms, there were certain animosities sometimes built up between people, or friendships, or preferences. It was very clear even then. So, to me, it's not surprising that this would pop up again, because as far as I'm concerned, the internet is just a mirror of our own society and how we are. So, you know, and I have to agree with Polari when she just said, you know, let's just have fun. Social media, social networks should be fun. But of course, us humans, we have to complicate everything. And that's the thing. But I think if we're all open and honest with each other, and loving, I guess, you know, as compassionate as I try to be all the time, I would use that word, yeah, loving or compassionate, understanding, tolerant of others, of our feelings. It's a vast world we live in, and we're all different, and yet we're all linked by our humanity, we're all linked by our goals, our dreams. They're very, very similar in each and every one of us. Have a great day, folks, and take care of yourselves, all of you.